Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to Overtime. For Grizzly winners, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblower. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. And what an introduction to someone who doesn't know anything about winter, because it's always summertime with a guy that we call Hollywood. But on today's show, we're going sunshine with my guy, Hollywood Nick Ashew. What's going on, friend?
I wish it was always summer, but I can just feel the cold weather creeping in, man. That's all I can think of. It's getting too cold, Chris. I can't have it.
Well, it's been a cold start to the season for this Washington football team. I saw your article yesterday. He said, I know the Washington football team is still technically in the NFC East race, even though it's 1-5. But you read that sentence out loud, can you honestly say it without laughing?
I mean, you couldn't say it without laughing.
No, I'm smiling right now.
I nailed it. Right. Like, and it's even worse because then you watch the Cowboys lose and it's, well, you're still definitely in this thing. I understand Ron Rivera is going to say it's about winning, right? And he came in and clearly he's a competitive coach. He's had success. He's turned around a Carolina organization very early on in his tenure there when he was hired as head coach. So that's who he is and that's what his mindset is. But this team has got to think bigger picture that, like, if you're trying to push for 7-9 and a division title, which is the most watered down division title you could have, it's not going to benefit this organization long term, because when you're doing that, a lot of times you're making decisions for in the moment versus long term, which may mean giving some guys that may have a bigger part of your future less playing time now because somebody can help you win in the moment. And look, I'm all for them sitting Dwayne Haskins because it's become something that's clearly more than just what he does on the field and all the different reports that have leaked out. And clearly teammates weren't happy with the way that he was as a leader and as a quarterback. But it's not like the offense looks that much better with Kyle Allen. Now, they've had their moments. He certainly has made some throws. You saw a couple of those touchdowns on Sunday and you go, okay, I see why he started for a while in Carolina last year. But then you watch these boneheaded turnovers where the Giants scored twice off of two Kyle Allen turnovers, and that's why they lost. So it's just, he's very much a roller coaster quarterback. And by the way, it's more than just Kyle Allen. It's the overall mindset of where it is. And people need to understand too, that like players don't tank. It's organizations do, right? Like they put out players that clearly just aren't good enough. And it's, you put it under the disguise of like, hey, we're just going to put out people that are young and give them opportunities. But really, you need to be thinking about draft positioning at this point. And it really should be that in the first year in a situation where Ron Rivera is breaking this thing down to the studs. Like, he's gutting this house. And the only way that you can turn this into something that somebody wants to live in is by gutting it to the complete studs and then building all the way from scratch. And the first year of that right now is the complete teardown of it. And people are, I know it's hard because we've seen this for years, bad teams in Washington, but this isn't year six of Jay Gruden. This is year one of Ron Rivera. And if we want him to really turn this team around, it has to be about big picture and not just trying to squeak your way into the playoffs at 7-9.
7-9 seems like a far cry. I mean, when I think of...
Which actually, yeah, you know what? You're right. That even does. And that's the worst thing about it is I'm saying 7-9 thing, and that's a really bad record to win a division. But, like, are they even going to get 7 wins? I picked them to win 6 before the season, and that seems like a stretch now.
I thought they were going to obliterate the New York Giants. I thought that the Washington football team was going to show us, like, yeah, we're not really good, but we're not terrible like them. So, like, once that game...
Good for you for having that attitude, by the way. Good for you.
So now I'm like, well, what do I expect? Like, when I see that teams are scoring 40 against Dallas every week and Andy Dalton is, like, not Dak Prescott, but then I go, wait, will Andy Dalton throw for 400 against this team and Zeke stop fumbling and run for $150, and that's how Dallas... beats Washington? Like, is that the kind of season we're going to have here? Because that's what it feels like.
Look, it's certainly possible. They have their moments. I mean, you've got people like Deron Payne, who's one of the best run-stuffing defensive linemen in the NFL. But you also have a very porous defense in other areas that has made mistakes. Then you have Kendall Fuller that you know is going to go out and be clearly somebody that can pick off a quarterback. Like, he's going to make plays for you. So it's just weird. Like, they have pieces, clearly more on the defensive side. The defensive line is a big part of the future of this organization. Where you see things that they can build around. Defensively, they're better than they are offensively because they've been a disaster other than Terry McLaurin. But you don't know what they're going to be week by week, if that makes sense, right? Like, you see moments where you have these flashes of, okay, they made a great play defense. Look how they've generated a couple of turnovers here. Look at Kyle Allen. That's a great throw. And then they turn the ball over. Or they make a huge mistake and give up a big play. And it's just, you don't know what it's going to be week by week. Where, yeah, they could play Dallas and Zeke could easily run for 2 touchdowns and 150 yards. And Andy Dalton could look like Pro Bowl Andy Dalton from back in the day. You just don't know what this team that just has a ton of holes but still flashes of a future that can be bright. But that future is going to take a little while to build.
When I look at this team and I see all the pieces in place, I'm like, trade Ryan Kerrigan, first order of business, because he can still play football and you're playing him 7 snaps. What is that? What is going on with that?
I mean, the thing with Kerrigan, though, is actually, I guess we saw it more earlier in the year, but like, The lower amount of snaps makes him fresher, where he can go out and still have flashes 7 of the old Ryan Kerrigan. But you're right. That's way too low. I'm with you there. But yeah, I was one of the people in the offseason that was trying to have the uncomfortable conversation with people saying that you need to trade him then. So, like, I'm with you, but like, what are you honestly going to get for him now at this point? Like, if we're being honest with ourselves, a 5th round pick, maybe? Like,
you say that, but this team needs to draft in value. And I'm serious about that. So if Ryan Kerrigan's only going to play 7 snaps and he's your all-time leader in sacks, like, then you move him, right, and let him go try to play somewhere else and continue his career. And what you do is you try to draft someone who could possibly contribute in the future at a low cap number. And also, you know the adage of, oh, if you have 2 quarterbacks, then you don't have 1. And they have 3 quarterbacks. And when the undrafted guy is better, when the undrafted guy is like, so Logan Paulson said that Kyle Allen was a C+ in his last start, whereas Dwayne Haskins was a C-. I'm like, look, if the undrafted guy is performing better, even if it's a small margin, then your first round pick, then you don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, and what does that show you, too, about what Dwayne Haskins has shown the coaching staff? That if it's maybe that close in people's eyes, which I don't think it is that far off in terms of performance, where you probably had flashes of bigger plays and a little more consistency from Kyle Allen, but he's got a little more experience, and clearly he's played in this offense. But if it's kind of that close with where Dwayne Haskins now is, also being a first-round pick, and where Kyle Allen is, it's clear Dwayne Haskins has done nothing to show this coaching staff and this organization that he's part of the future. And that's more of an indictment on Dwayne Haskins than anything else, because it's not it's not a situation here where Kyle Allen's at least getting them like 30 points, right? Like they're losing because the defense has given up 35 and they score 30. We're not even at that position. So you put yourself in a really awkward space here where you're starting a guy that you know is not part of your future, the guy that's a first round pick that's supposed to be your future, that isn't the actual guy that you drafted if you're Ron Rivera, already has shown you that he's not part of your future. Yeah, you're starting from scratch all over again. And that's why, too, yes, I am okay. If they could stock up and get some extra draft picks, I'd be fine with that because look at where the Dolphins have been. Now, look at where the Raiders have been. Now, they also traded guys that were getting ready for big paydays. They got first-round picks out of that. So it's a little bit better than stocking up on fifth-round picks. But you need to at least have that concept because a lot of teams can have a lot of success when you have a bunch of young players, as long as you obviously scout and draft right, come together where they're young, they're not all expensive yet too, and you're succeeding with that younger roster because you can all grow together as an organization. Because it won't be that long before Jonathan Allen's going to need to get paid, Deron Payne's going to need to get paid. Those contracts will start coming up in a few years, or a bare minimum, you're picking up those rookie contract options, and the roster starts to get a lot more expensive.
What's crazy is you just mentioned a team that, do you know where Josh Rosen is these days? Are you aware?
Yeah, he's on the practice squad in Tampa, which I've said this for weeks now. I would just trade Dwayne Haskins for Josh Rosen and like a fifth-round pick and be done with it. Give Josh Rosen a chance. He's never had a real chance yet. Steal him for that. I'll do it in a second.
Now, and see, that's kind of the point that I'm making here where I'm like, okay, let's really put this in perspective, Josh Rosen's career. Okay, because like Haskins, he goes to a big-time school with weapons, blah, 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 at UCLA. Then he gets drafted 10th by Arizona, and they said, you know what? We're moving on. We started him 13 games, and we're going to move on, right? Then they go get Kyler Murray. And if you watch Kyler Murray last night, he has those glimpses of greatness, and then he looks like, oh, my God, he needs so much work on. He's just rough around the edges, right? Would you agree with that assessment?
Sure, yeah.
But then you look at where is Josh next? Miami, correct? And then they draft they draft Tua, but then they have Ryan Fitzmagic as the placeholder. You see what I'm saying? And Tampa goes, okay, we'll pick up Josh Rosen. We can get Tom Brady. All right, Josh Rosen, come over here. My point that I'm making is these are teams that were bad for a couple of years looking to get better, and they said whatever it takes at the quarterback position. Yeah, we drafted Josh Rosen 10th. We're moving on after a year because you're not the guy.
Well, keep in mind, too, it is a different coaching staff with a totally different offense. So that Kyler Murray
different coaching coaching staff with a different same situation here.
Oh, yeah, but we're also on the same page where Dwayne Haskins is not the future with this organization. And I wouldn't have had a problem with them drafting a quarterback this year. If they had traded down and gotten more picks and taken Herbert or Tua, I would have been okay with that as long as you got more first-round picks. Really, the only team that would have benefited Washington would have been if they traded with Miami. Like, if Miami had traded up because they wanted to move up to number two to get Tua because they thought that they couldn't get him before then, you know, and Washington got some extra first-round picks from Miami, then it would have worked. But, yeah, drafting a quarterback and trying to find your quarterback of the future is insanely hard. If it was easy, everybody would have that. There's a reason why teams are constantly shuffling through quarterbacks because it's insanely hard. And even when you think you have your quarterback of the future, you may get a year or two of flashes, and then it doesn't work out. I mean, Vince Young, right? Vince Young looked. He was rookie of the year. People thought Vince Young was the next great quarterback. But that didn't happen. We saw it here with RG3. Even Lamar Jackson this year is not the same quarterback he was last year. Now, they're calling plays a little bit differently, but if you watch him as a passer, he's not as accurate, and he's certainly not putting up the numbers and doesn't look as confident as he looked last year. So it's insanely difficult to be able to find that guy and then stick with him and, on top of that, build around him because you see what the price tag is on a franchise quarterback now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know. It's like this – I think because of the first-round quarterbacks that have been so successful the last 4 years, even when you mention Lamar Jackson, I think about his first year, his numbers were not – they weren't very good. And you thought, well, he shows glimpses, but maybe he'll develop. How about this? To you, have you seen any glimpses that Dwayne Haskins could be great?
And there's physical tools there, right? Like he's got an arm.
No, in the game. Just in the game, do you ever watch him and think, okay, maybe this guy would be incredible, that if they traded him, he's going to come back to haunt them?
I thought it maybe at the last three or four games of the regular season last year that there was at least some movement, and it was kind of under the umbrella of, well, this team is a complete mess and this offense isn't going to be what he's in the future. But nothing got better this year. And you watch, I'm a big believer and watcher of body language and how a player, especially someone that's supposed to be a leader, how they carry themselves. Because Dwayne Haskins is supposed to be a leader. Even though he's young, when you were a starting quarterback in the NFL, you have a different set of standards that are thrust upon you. And he never really embraced those. And even before any of the reports and stories of players frustrated with how he practices or how he is in film or bragging about his stats in a loss to Baltimore, even before those things, you watch him and you see last year in the selfie. And people say, oh, well, he's young. And yeah, you could kind of push that aside. But think of plenty of other young, like Lamar Jackson never did anything like that.
It's a long list. You can go down a long list.
And he's right. He's really like there. You can be young in your early 20s and still be mature and understand the situation you're put in. And those maturity issues, the things like body language and watching how other people interacted with him, to me was the bigger indictment and the bigger red flag on where Dwayne Haskins was as a leader and where his place was within this team than even anything that he did on the field.
So one last point I want to make with you, because you kind of said it casually, and I remember before the draft coming on this very show and saying this, and people ate me alive, because I said, look, Chase Young is going to be a really good football player, if not great, if not an all-time great, right? But when you look at what this team has and what they need too many pieces to draft a defensive end when they kind of have good players on the defensive line, right? That's what I said. I said, so if you trade back, you get Henry Ruggs, maybe you get Tua, or maybe you get another offensive lineman. But if you're going to have Dwayne Haskins be a guy you believe in, okay, so then you get an offensive lineman and you get another receiver, so you give him the tools he needs to succeed. I think I guess what I'm saying is, I don't know if they put the weapons around a young quarterback to be successful, because Terry McLaurin is like, he's the guy. But outside of that, I just don't know if they prioritized going to get guys that can help the quarterback.
Oh, no, they didn't. But they had so many holes to fill and looked at Chase Young and said, this guy could be a once-in-a-generation talent. We're better off taking him because he may not ever get an opportunity to take a pass rusher this good ever again, and then we'll figure out the rest from there, because it's not like we're going to rebuild this in 1 year anyway. And even if they had multiple first-round picks, that's still young guys that you hope pan out. But like Montez Sweat wasn't good his rookie year and has been much better now. So just because somebody's a first round pick doesn't mean they contribute their first year, if at all. So I understand, like, you can never have enough pass rushers. So if you can get a guy you know can get to the quarterback, get him. If you can get another one, get him. Get as many as you possibly can. But there's no question the offensive line is a joke. We know that. It's eroded over the last few years, and it's never really been great anyway, though. Having Trent Williams was certainly a nice luxury before they didn't have that anymore. And other than Terry McLaurin, who teams just double-team the whole time, you don't have a lot of weapons that, you know, you can go to in the passing game. So there are not enough. There's nothing anywhere close in terms of options when Dwayne Haskins was the starter and now Kyle Allen, to even say we've put you in a position to succeed. That being said, really good quarterbacks are able to make everybody around them better. Remember, Andrew Luck was the number one overall pick by a 2-win Colts team. His rookie year, they won 11 games and a playoff game. That was without the way that they completely destroyed him physically with a terrible offensive line and the way that it was mismanaged for years with Ryan Grigson as their general manager. If they had managed that better, Andrew Luck would be an all-time great quarterback as opposed to retiring because of all the injuries. But that's what all-time great quarterbacks do, is they take the people around them and they make them better. And Andrew Luck never had a good offensive line.
Yeah, and I still look at Andrew Luck as an all-time great quarterback. I know the numbers don't support that, but I just remember when he was in college, I was on the sidelines of a Virginia Tech-Stanford game. Andrew Luck made a throw, and John Elway looked over at me and went, wow. I'm like, wait, John Elway just went, wow? You know? Like, then I know this guy is legit.
But you see that too, like you were able to watch him and just see those plays. It's just different. Like that is the eyeball test, and it may be a cliche, but it's true. You can sometimes just look at a player and say, he's different. And there are very few players that you're able to say that about, but when you can say it, you know they're a once-in-a-generation talent.
Yeah, absolutely, and I can be honest and say I've never seen that with Dwayne Haskins, but one of these days, maybe next spring or next summer, Nick Ashew is going to invite me to go on his boat, and I'm going to live his boat life.
I don't have a boat. I just have lots of friends with boats. It's a lot cheaper that way.
Hollywood, summertime, sunshine, Nick Ashew, thanks for stopping by Overtime. I appreciate you.
Anytime, buddy.
Nick Ashew, friend of the show and just a genuine good guy. More Overtime coming up in a few minutes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you point to the Dallas Cowboys, they have the best record. If you point to the New York Football Giants, they beat the Washington Football Team recently. And if you look at the Eagles, you go, well, yeah, they lost to the Washington Football Team in the first week of the season, but since then they've won another game and had a tie. Therefore, that's better than the progress that the Washington Football Team has made since. And you also, you know, we had a caller say, oh, well, we're not getting beat like the Dallas Cowboys getting blown out. You had your first game within 14 points in over a month. Prior to that, you lost every game by 14 or more, four straight times out. And finally, you lose to a winless team by 1 point, and you're trying to sit here and tell me that, oh, yeah, we don't lose big because you lost to a winless team by one. Flawed logic. But we have a little bit of time left. That if you, for some reason, think that the Washington Football Team is not the worst team in the NFC least, I'll listen to what you have to say. But here's one other point I'm going to make from the games that we saw on Monday Night Football. And first and foremost, I really enjoyed the Chiefs and the Bills. But it got me thinking about the situation here in Washington because Nick Ashew and I were talking about it. Man, Dwayne Haskins, you don't see what you see from, let's say, Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is a flawed quarterback. He misses. His deep accuracy is not there. But they've put speed around him in Arizona where he throws it up. It's sometimes those guys catch up to it. He's got a strong arm, but not the best accuracy. But Arizona's 4-2. And what they did with their situation is they said, okay, we're going to draft Josh Rosen 10th. Oh, that's not working out. We're going to move on. Next year, we're going to draft Kyler Murray first. This is working out for us. This is our quarterback. So for the Washington Football Team right now, the only logic going forward is that they have mentally and emotionally moved on from Haskins and they're looking at quarterbacks for next year. But if Haskins comes back in to start this season, I'm going to be so exhausted by the saga. I think if he doesn't play another game in Washington, I think at least there feels like a conclusion there. And none of us are saying, I don't think there's a single media member or even a caller that has been like, Kyle Allen is the answer. I think we all agree on that, that like he's a good placeholder. I think that's kind of the story of a career backup. And for Kyle Allen, as an undrafted guy, if you can float around this league for, you know, 8, 10, 12 years as a guy that comes in when another guy's hurt or fits a situation until that team finds their star quarterback, that's a great career. But I think that's who Kyle Allen is. If Kyle Allen got his turnovers down and turned into a really good such Pro Bowl type of quarterback, I'd be shocked. But at the same token, if the Washington football team gave up on Dwayne Haskins and he turned out to be a really good quarterback, I might be equally as shocked. You're listening to Overtime with Chris Mott.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So in that break just now, I took a look at our sample size for one Dwayne Haskins, and it's extremely interesting and intriguing because it's the same sample size that the Arizona Cardinals had with Josh Rosen after a year. Now, I know Haskins, this is technically his second season, but he played 13 games total. Same amount of games that Arizona decided, you know, Josh Rosen, he's got some skills, but he's not our guy. I do think that looking at the numbers head-to-head straight up, Haskins' numbers aren't awful. So if I said that this was a quarterback's numbers in his rookie season, so take his 9 games from his rookie season, his 4 games from this sophomore campaign, Haskins, 2,300 yards, 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, sacked 42 times, lost 6 fumbles, quarterback rating of 77. And again, that completion percentage, geez, that's really, that makes me sick to my stomach, 59%. And that's where I think the eye tests can be manifested. But this is a show that we like to hear from you as well. So before I continue to tell you what I see and why I'm out on Haskins here in D.C., let's hear from Mac in D.C. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great.
That's good. That's good. I love the topic. Listen to your show when it does come on. So basically, I think it gave up too early on Haskins. He had one season in Ohio State. He had one season as a rookie. He was a rookie. He was a rookie last year, obviously. I feel like he just still needs some work. The last four games of last season, he was pretty okay with O'Connell as the offensive coordinator. But once again, Redskins as usual. For some reason, O'Connell didn't want to stay. So he had to start with a new system, four games in, with no real offseason. But that's the evaluation. And then you said something about his completion percentage. Josh Allen was pretty bad, but now look at him. Now, yeah, they lost yesterday, but I feel like continuity is the key. He's got the tools. I mean, there's some things he needs to work on himself, like, you know, work a little harder, prepare a little harder, like they were saying. But what do you think?
I think that you make an interesting point, Mac, in a sense of Josh Allen's completion percentage, but that eye test and the progression. So when I saw Josh Allen play his rookie season in Buffalo, and what's interesting is so Josh Allen in his first 12 games in Buffalo is a good comparison because right now we've seen Dwayne Haskins in 13 games. Well, because Josh Allen is extremely mobile, he was sacked 14 less times. The touchdown and interception ratio, pretty close. The yards, pretty close. Josh Allen, 52% completion rate as opposed to the 59% from Haskins. But Allen now 52 to 58 to 67. But you got to think he bought himself some time because his rookie year, when he was having issues completing passes, he averaged 7 yards a carry and had 631 yards on the ground and 8 touchdowns. You have to offset that. So if you want to compare the two, Josh Allen, the reason we were like, oh, okay, is he made those plays with his legs. And then you see it the next year, 9 rushing touchdowns, and his quarterback rating went from 67% to 85 as a rating, and now it's at 108. Oh, by the way, they got Stephon Diggs. Can you name a receiver in Buffalo in 2018? I can't. And that's, I think, was Robert Woods still there? Anyway, the point that I'm making is Josh Allen has stepped into a place where we're having a discussion if this season, first of all, he's the reigning AFC Player of the Month. And you wonder if he is currently, this season, a top 5 quarterback in the league. We had that discussion. So to make that comparison with Haskins, I don't think he's shown us anything to be in that convo. But what I also think is the player he's most comparable to is Josh Rosen. And I think that's the point that I was making, because Josh Rosen was in a situation where he went to a big-time school, 6'4", 215. Like, Haskins looks the part, and he has the actual tools. But in Josh Rosen's 13 starts his rookie year, his numbers really similar to Haskins, almost spot on in completion percentage, actually a little bit lower, 55, about 30 yards apart, touchdowns, interceptions, right on, 2 interceptions more for Rosen. I mean, if you put the two numbers on a piece of paper, just looking across the board, it's almost impossible to tell the difference between the two guys. Yards per attempt, 5.8 for Rosen, 6.4 for Haskins. I'm just saying, if you're looking for greatness and you're looking to win and you're looking to turn the franchise around, I do think you have to keep searching for a quarterback. I think that's the point that I'm making when making the Dwayne Haskins, it's been nice to know you conversation. You're listening to Overtime with Chris Miles. We're going to put a bow on this show next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I just want to make something very clear. I don't wish for any player to not be successful. I think being a quarterback in the NFL, a starting quarterback, the hardest position, the hardest job to lock down and keep in sports. Having said that, when we said, is Joe Flacco elite? Remember that whole thing? Every starting quarterback in the NFL is pretty much elite. So when I'm looking at Haskins and nitpicking these points, it's looking at the team overall and trying to see if you want to be a winner. And I think in order for the Washington football team to turn it around and be a team that can go to the playoffs year after year again, Haskins ain't the answer. Robin DC, where are you on Haskins?
Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Let me break this thing down real quick to you, Chris. You know, NFL, just like anything else, is all about politics. When Rivera first got the job, we all know he looked at film on Haskins. He got some feedback from other coaches that he knew in the circle. And they said this guy, you know, in Haskins and Rivera mind, the feedback that he got, they told him that, you know, and the film that he watched that, you know, he didn't think Haskins was going to be his guy. So he knew this from day one before he even took the job. Even when he did his first press conference, you could hear him, you know, relating to Haskins as a guy that probably wasn't in shape and didn't want to work. If you listen to his press conferences, you could tell I've seen all this coming. So my thing is, okay, then the first move he made, Chris, was to go out and get the backup. That's the first move he made. Did you realize that? So that told me right there that Haskins really wasn't his guy, okay? So my thing would have been, if you're having competition in camp, the guy knew your system and played under you for, what, 3 years? So that's a no-brainer. So Allen should have been starting quarterback starting game one, okay? Now, if Allen is starting, okay, and he's stinking the joint up, then you put Haskins in and let him finish the year out. That's how that was supposed to go. But for the political reasons, he started Haskins due to the fact because Haskins was here last year, only played 3 or 4 games. That Snyder pick. So he just wanted to prove his point just to play him. But if you had a true competition, Allen would have beat him out in camp, even though it wasn't a camp, because he already had the ups on him by knowing the offense, Chris. And if you really think about what I'm saying, that's the real facts of this thing, okay?
Rob, appreciate you, and I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm not. And that's kind of – that's almost the point that I'm making, right, is that, yeah, those things can all be true, but Kyle Allen is an undrafted, mediocre, turnover-prone quarterback. If you are a first-round pick and a guy who at Ohio State set the single-season yards and touchdown records, you're supposed to look at a guy like Kyle Allen and say, this is the guy coming for me. He'll never get a shot. As the starting quarterback, the incumbent, the guy behind center. And the only time we saw that was against the Eagles in game one. When Haskins reportedly had the rah-rah speech and they beat the Eagles and were 1-0, there was not a single peep from anyone about Kyle Allen. It took some brutal losses. And when I say brutal, man, that Cleveland Browns game that every player on the Washington football team secured a win, and Haskins' turnovers caused that loss. And let's point out that that Cleveland Browns team had not had an interception this season. That the line about them, oh, they haven't, they don't pick off passes, their pass defense is suspect. And this dude threw three picks and fumbled one. Oh, but Kyle Allen had a fumble recovered by the Giants at the touchdown. He also had an interception. That's 1-1, not 3-1. Also, Kyle Allen is an undrafted quarterback. He is a placeholder. There is no way that Ron Rivera looks at Kyle Allen and says, this is my quarterback for the next decade. And if he does, he won't be here very long. That's the difference. It's not that Dwayne Haskins is – if you feel like you want Dwayne Haskins to play next season instead of trying to go after Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields or someone else that might be available – then I just have to say it. I feel like you've been used to your team losing, and you have like that losing mentality towards this team. I am talking to you from a winning perspective. If you think that a guy, you want your quarterback in your mind these days especially to be someone you think is a star. Like, if you go down the list and look at starting quarterbacks on every team, and maybe that's the last thing we can do right now. I could just do it by, you know, what I know from off the top of my head, right? And you look throughout the league. I don't know if we have time for this. The Bills, they know they have their guy that they like. The Dolphins rolling with Tua. The Patriots, they tried Cam Newton. You know, whether you want to say try and fail. The Jets, Sam Darnold was their guy. That's how they feel. Steelers, Big Ben. Ravens, hello, Lamar Jackson. Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, they're 4-2, still some issues there. Bengals went after Joe Burrow. Do you see what I'm saying? Titans, they've been trying to figure it out. Ryan Tannehill seems to be the guy that they like now. Texans, Deshaun Watson. The Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, I'm out of time. Maybe this will be part of my deal tomorrow, that I'll go through all these teams and look at the quarterbacks that they have and see why they feel differently. This is Chris Miles on Overtime. Thank you for listening.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.